Oh, I thought you were.
Coach, 2-0 to begin the year. Thoughts on this one here tonight?
Better game for us. The first period, even at zeros, you know, we had to accept the way the game was going to be played. I thought we did a good job with that. Much tighter. And then again, a real good kind of jump off second period where we got it going for a little bit. So solid. I mean, we gave up. There's still things, lots to work on, and there's nothing to get really overly excited about. But winning's good in this league, so and then we were better. We were a better hockey team tonight than we were yesterday.
What are you liking from Mark Scheifele right now with that shot? It's been able to open the game with back-to-back nights here.
Just, you know, we felt over the last couple of years that Mark was a guy that, he hit a lot of posts, you know, and he'd almost get it off in time, and you're hoping he's getting that confidence. It seemed to kick in kind of halfway through the year, and he'd start making those shots, so hopefully he's getting it off his stick as fast as I've ever seen him do that, and that seems to be translating to some breaks.
Is it a different dynamic playing a team back-to-back on their home openers?
Well, I don't know about for them, but for us, because we were able to score 6 last night and use the whole bench, I think we had a better chance of being better tonight than maybe they did. It's one of the small times of the year that on back-to-back night you have maybe a slight advantage. You know, you didn't run our bench into the ground. Everybody's strong and fresh. We get all the jitters and nerves and kind of bad passes for the most part out of our game. So I think sometimes the teams that can play that second and third game kind of on the road and teams are still opening up, there's an advantage there.
Did you want to get Michael in as much just so he could feel like he's a part of this too, that instead of sitting on the bench for a couple?
No, I back-to-back, this was all about the way he played last year, but where he sits in that locker room for me. He carried the ball for an awfully long time. I saw back-to-backs at the start. There was no doubt in my mind, regardless of what happened in last night's game, that we were splitting the first pair, and then we'll see from there. But as long as we get the kind of goaltending that we got last year, there's lots of hockey to be played. And our travel schedule, well, I'll give you, we're going to play more back-to-back games than New Jersey is, you know, and they walk to a lot of their road games. So we got lots of hockey for all the goaltenders and for all the players.
Lad's power play goal there when the Devils cut it to 2-1.
Yeah, that, and we had a real strong push in that game, and then we got kind of messed. I thought we were overhandling the puck, so they kind of came back at us a little bit, get it to 3-1. We were able to do that a little bit last night, kind of reestablish a lead when we needed to after they tightened it. So really important, and I thought we settled the game pretty well after that.
Second period, 6 goals so far.
I liked it first. I think New Jersey played hard in the first, and so did we. I don't think there was many adjustments. We got a little quicker, a little more comfortable in the game, got some speed down the wings on some plays. Last night was different. We weren't very good in the first, and we were a lot better in the second tier. I thought we played pretty much the same game, with the exception of about a 5 or 6 minute block after we had made it 2-0 that I thought we got a little sloppy with the game, but we were pretty consistent tonight.
You talked about your schedule right away. Does your geography, just in a sense where you are, just make it a little bit harder? Because you came from being in a warm conference, now you're in the West. Yeah. But where you are is still basically...
It's unusual.
We got a stretch of five straight games where we play in a different time zone in each one of them. So that's the joys of it. But I think the teams in the West get used to it. Well, I mean, it hasn't hurt those guys winning those Stanley Cups. So Chicago's in the Central Division too. I think you do get used to it.
So it's
a bit of a challenge, and then there's an advantage because you're going to get a team that has to come in on back-to-back nights every once in a while too, and there's no short trip in there. So it's not a complaint about its schedule. It was more a statement of we need everybody because of our schedule, because of the number of miles that we fly and how often we get off the plane at 3 a.m. The whole bench has got to be ready to go.
The awareness that Nikolaj Ehlers has been showing at both ends, like everyone saw the assist, but also the lift of the stick and the back check in the first.
The back check, that's the big single question here about this young man, you know, coming into training camp. It wasn't where his skill level is at. It's will he be able to pick up the defensive part of the game? There's a place that he really hasn't, he played hard defensively, but there's a cost to it here. You know, you miss your one assignment, the puck's in the back, you're not an awful lot. It's that direct. So can he play well enough defensively? And he showed really from day one a real interest in it. You know, he's He understands that he needs to do that to play at this level, and he's made some good defensive plays.